Blog Talk Radio.
Let's rock. Come on.
Our brother, man, oh man, Al Lindsay here on Solar Records Radio. We are going to have a great time with him as he comes on and blesses our show today. I hope you guys are good and God is being with you and you are good all around. Let me just check something here. I got to turn you up a little, just a little bit more. There you go. Now I hear it. All right, guys. So anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Much love to our brothers and sisters around the globe. I hope you are good and God is keeping you well. It is raining like crazy over here. I mean, the sky, I mean, it's ugly, guys. It's super ugly, but we're hanging in there. We're doing what we got to do, and we're just praising God. Anyway, in the meantime, we want to just say hello to our friends in South Africa. Much love. What's happening to Jeffrey Daniels over there and Howard Hewitt? I know that you guys are supposed to be going back down to South Africa, so you know, have a great time, man. Just enjoy your trip, and it's summertime down there, so they're on fire, and we're freezing. It's just the total opposite. So, but anyway, enjoy your trips, guys. Everybody, just enjoy. Be blessed and be your best. That's all we could ask for. So, look, we're going to go into our conversation with Al Lindsey right now here on Soul Eye Records Radio. We want to just say thank you again for tuning in, hanging out with us today. We truly appreciate you very, very much. And God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And so, guys, just, you know, hang out. Now, we also going to have Don Fleming. He will come on. I have him in the background just in case we have any technical difficulties, because we have a warning right now. We just had a storm, and it's really, really bad. And so we are saturated here in Texas, right here. We're not that far from Houston, and we are soaked. And we live in the country, so there's nothing but trees. I don't see anything. I'm looking out, you know, from the studio. The back of the studio goes to the back of the house, and there's nothing but trees and cattle, but they're hidden somewhere. They found themselves a nice little place to go and cuddle until the rain goes away. But anyway, we are blessed, but at the same time, it could be a curse too, because we don't want the show to be interrupted by the weather. So with that being said, keep us in your prayers, and let's try to have a good time with our brother, Mr. Al Lindsey, here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Al, are you there, my brother?
Absolutely, I'm here, bro. How's it going with you?
Hey, boy, you sound good. How you doing, man?
Hey, I appreciate the compliment. I'm in the tundra here in Michigan, so you guys are dealing with all the rain, and I'm in the tundra. Mother Nature's something else, isn't she?
Oh, my God. You know, man, it's something else. And so, as you know, when I called you earlier, and you're doing something, has something to do with your son and stuff, and I was just thinking, man, you know, like, we go through life, and the different generations, you know, we try to prepare them, and this is our first time being here where we are at our age, right? And we're figuring it out as we go. And so we just want to bless our kids and bless their kids, and hopefully they'll remember us. But, you know, but I say 100 years from now, they won't remember us at all. Nobody will remember us. That's why we don't own anything. we don't own anything. It's crazy. But God bless you, man, and thank you so much. Why don't you tell us about the first song that I was playing when you came on? It's Cotton Candy. Tell us a little bit about Cotton Candy.
Oh, yeah. Cotton Candy is one of those fun up-tempo tunes. I just wanted something, you know, with a nice groove to it. And actually, I had my producer. I said, man, just give me something that's got to feel like a Frankie Beverly, a Maze-like thing. Just give me just pure instrumental, and I'll come up with melody. I'll write lyrics for it. And that's what he did. And I just said, well, how did I get this title, Cotton Candy? I don't know. I guess my inference to looking at beautiful women, you know, and making reference to a beautiful woman and cotton candy. So that's how that all came together, where this guy just, you know, looking at this woman, he doesn't even really know her name, but he wants to get to know her a little bit better. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what that is. You know, up-tempo dance, fun tune.
Right, right. There you go. So, man, thank you to your producer for giving you that and giving it to the world. I want to kind of go back, man. I want to start at the very beginning of your life when you realized that you wanted to participate in music. What was it that made you realize, hey, I could sing? And take your time. You got plenty of time. Just take your time and just give us an idea of what got you started.
I had a fascination with poetry, actually. And at the age of 9, 8, you know, reading stuff by Kipling, Longfellow, those cats. And poetry just kind of resonated with me. And I guess maybe the poetry is what led to writing poems, which led to songs. But I found a voice, a singing voice, at the age of 13. We moved to Detroit, I guess, when I was about 11 years old. And that's really where I was raised at, raised around the sounds of Motown, et cetera. And I started out singing actually in the church choir. And I was singing lead in the adult choir. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And, yeah, and I had this real, real high tenor voice. I'll never forget. In the church choir, we went to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and there I am singing in front of the congregation, and I forget the name of the song was Oh, How I Love Jesus. And I forgot the second verse, man. I just stood there and I froze. I just froze. The organist kept playing, the congregation said, come on, son. Come on, boy. Come on, son. And I froze. I was petrified, dude. Of course, now we know now, right? When you forget the second verse, go back and repeat the first, or just improvise. But being that young man, and I tell you, that's had a profound impact on me, because I always have that one fear of forgetting song lyrics, and that's led from that experience, you know, in the church. So basically, I have my roots in church, and then of course my mother, I heard was a wonderful vocalist as well, which is something that she never really shared or elaborated on, but she was my biggest fan and my biggest supporter. And then, you know, of course, singing in Detroit, you know, there was the singing groups and the doo-wop on the corners and all of that. And then I listened to Johnny Taylor, I'll never forget, this tune, Who's Making Love? And I wound up going to this club called 20 Grand. I was 16, 17 years old, singing in a nightclub, Who's Making Love? And then, of course, I got locked on to not only Johnny Taylor, but David Ruffin, Sam Cooke, Levi, all the great lead vocals. And of course, Sam was not a Detroiter, but as you listen to my vocal stylings, I think you can probably hear all of those influences. And then from the singing groups, I did a little stint in the military for 3 years. Had opportunity to open up for JJ of Good Times while I was in the service.
What?
When I got out, yeah, I sure did, man. Never forget it. He was extremely shy, though. Very, very, very introverted guy, you know. Scared, he was petrified himself. Seemed like he suffered from stage fright really, really, really bad. I shared the dressing room with him. But following my discharge from the Army, I got a job at a hospital in Detroit called Harper. And one day, I was a medic in the Army. But when I got out, I got this job as a hospital orderly, right? And my job was to push patients around the hospital from their rooms to the x-ray department. One guy that I pushed, I'll never forget his name, was Obie Benson. Now, Obie Benson was one of the four tops, the original four tops. He heard that I sang. You know, we talked about it back and forth. He gave me the address to their studio. He was an inpatient there. I think Obie was having problems with bleeding ulcers at that time. But he gave me the address to his studio where they rehearsed that and where they kept all their uniforms and where they laid down stretch vocals and that sort of thing. And it was their rehearsal hall as well. And so when he got out and I just happened to go by and – of course, you know, the four tops all living at that time, Levi, Duke, Obie, and Lawrence Payton Sr. And, of course, I wasn't singing, did any shows with them, but I would go there and sing, do scratch vocals with them, and form the group with one of the four tops' sons, Lawrence Payton Jr., who is now Roquel, who is actually now one of the four tops. But I sung with Roquel for a couple of years. But I had the experience of actually singing with the four tops when Levi was at his prime, you know. and so that's basically how it happened with me. And from there, I went back to school, you know, because, you know, I've always felt it was important, you know, to have a foundation. And you know, I've seen with the music industry, people, you're up one minute, you're down the next. You got to have something to fall back on. And,
right.
Yeah, but have it made. I was eventually able to, I was singing at the nightclubs, and I was eventually to get a contract with a recording company a record company called Rin City Records. I was the only artist that they signed. I released this tune in 1987, my first release ever, entitled Always on My Mind. I was about 24, 25 years old. And that's how that tune got great reviews. Billboard listed it as a song to watch out for, but it never went anywhere. The company didn't have anything to put behind it. So with that missed opportunity, but I didn't give up on my passion. But once again, work, building a foundation. And I went back to college, got my degree, graduated from University of Detroit Mercy, and got my graduate degree from University of Nebraska. So medicine was my passion, and then I had music on the other hand. So I was not to release another single or another song until the year 1997, 1998. I released my first CD entitled Caught. And my music fell into the, I never perceived myself as a Southern soul singer, but it fell into that market, I guess, trying to box me or find a way to market me. But being independent, you know, of course, you got to do all the funding yourself. You got to do all the legwork, yeah. So that was my first CD, Always on My Mind. Caught. And then that was followed up 2 or 3 years later by So In Love, which is another CD. And I wrote most of the songs on there. I actually did a couple of covers as well. Not giving up on it. And I'm practicing medicine in the daylight and in daytime and in nighttime. Here I am moonlighting and, you know, trying to get this music thing going. So actually, over the last 10 years or so, I've wound up releasing 4 albums. And then from there, I went to singles. As you know, the market dictates which way we go. CDs wind up being outdated. Everyone is just downloading music now. And that's where we are today with Al Lindsey, independent artist. Opportunity to release. And I'm working on building that catalog.
There you go, man. That's amazing. Now, I don't see the buzz just stopped. So there was a buzz and it just stopped.
Oh, wow.
So it's your phone, I think.
Yeah, probably.
It is. So whatever you did to stop it, keep doing that. But it's going back. It's blinking back and forth. But anyway, that was an amazing story. So I have a question for you from overseas. How did you get to work with Leroy Hutson?
I never did work with Leroy, but I was fascinated by his voice, his lead voice, and that's how I wound up covering that song "So in Love" by Leroy Hutson. I have never met Leroy, but he's a bad man. Yes.
Excellent. Well, you know, I wanna play another one of your songs so people can, you know, the listeners can listen to what it is. And then when we come back, I'm going to open up the I have a couple calls that just came in. So I want to bring on these other people. But I want to play another one of your songs first. And this one is Al Lindsey, Some Way. You have a story or anything you want to share about that?
Yeah. Are you hearing me well?
Yes. I hear a buzz, but... But it goes in and out, so it's okay.
Okay,
we'll get by it.
Okay, well, Some Way, that's my latest release, and it basically it's a love song in which, you know, I love ballads, man. That just happens to be who I am. I love writing ups and downs of romance, falling in love, in and out of love, and that sort of thing. Mm. And so Some Way is basically a love song, which talks about true love will find a way has, you know, there's no rhyme or reason about it. Just, you know, you just have to hang in there. And there's nothing wrong with falling in love with someone. And that's what it is. It's basically true love will find a way straight to your heart. It's your kiss, your smile drives me wild. Yeah.
Simple
love song, those lines there, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the romance going here on Solar Records Radio, guys. So we'll be right. We are enjoying our conversation with Al Lindsey here on Solar Records Radio. We're going to take a listen to his new single, Some Way, and we'll be right back to finish chopping it up with Al Lindsey right after this. So hang on. About that recording.
Yeah, like I said, that's a love song. And as a matter of fact, the promoters over in the UK, when they first heard it, they said, man, this has that, once again, that Frankie Beverly feel to it, and they fell in love with it. And it did chart it, actually, for the year of 2023. It charted number 42 in the UK. And I've gotten, you know, play stateside as well with it. So people are loving that, and they are feeling that song. But that, like, it's just the old-fashioned thing where, you know, clean, good, clean lyrics, and, you know, you're just talking and singing about what love and what love does. Yeah.
Amen.
The power of love, as they say.
Yeah, yes. The power of love is something else. Hey, listen, I have a friend on the line that worked with you, and I want to ask both of you guys. Oh, first of all, let me bring her in. Sugar Rainbow, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you are too soft. Yeah, you're really soft. Can you talk louder? Can you turn your mic up? You go.
All right.
So y'all can say hi to each other if y'all want. Hello,
hi,
hello.
How you doing?
Hey, Sugar, how are you? Hey, this is my buddy, man.
Yeah. I know. I call her, you on the phone with her, and then she calls me back, and I'm on the phone with you. I'm like, whoa, we got it going on here. she's a sweetheart. And so how did you two, because Sugar Rainbow is in the UK, and, you know, by the way, Sugar Rainbow, you know, I just want to say congratulations on all your accomplishments that you post. I'm very proud of you, and I think that you're awesome. So keep up all your writing skills. You're just amazing. She's an amazing artist, and if y'all don't know, you know, y'all look her up on Instagram under Sugar Rainbow.
Okay.
She's awesome. So, so how did you two hook up? How did y'all even find out about each other?
Go ahead, Sugar. Share the story. Go ahead.
Okay. I was in the charts in Canada.
He was on the charts in Canada. Okay.
Yeah. And, well, for a while. And called me. Well, he texted me that I like to do a video or something. And he wanted to have a project done. And art cover as well. So I did that for him. And then after, when it's done, a couple of months later, he asked me, do you have any songs? You can write a song for me. Like, I said, okay. I came back to him and I said, you know what? I got a song for you. That's the right song for you. So I brought it in, and he loved it. And that's how we made the remake of that song that was made 20 years ago. So we redone it, and there it is.
And what's the name of it? What's the name of that song? Something Special. Yeah, I'm gonna play that later in the show. But I'm so grateful that that. How did you get her number? Gee, is it that good?
Facebook, you know, everybody's on Facebook, right?
Oh, that's
right. The magic of social media.
Yeah,
that's. Wow. So anyway.
An amazing singer and an amazing artist. So he's very talented. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that, you know, that smooth romantic thing going on over there. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. You know, Al, you remind me of a guy by the name of Joey Diggs. I don't know if you ever, but I want you to research him. Joey Diggs is a singer. He is an amazing singer, by the way. I mean, he sang on so many of my demos in Cali.
Wow.
I mean, just so many. And he was the background singer for Jeffrey Osborne. He still is.
Oh,
but
wow.
His lead vocals are just amazing. And I placed a lot of songs because of his voice. And I even, you know, had him come in and co-produce a couple things with me that he had sang on. I'm like, you need to come in and do the vocals on this. Come and have, you know, help me produce the vocals. Well, on Tyler Collins, actually, we did her for RCA. But anyway, wow. your talking voice reminds me of Joey's talking voice. So I'm like listening to you talk going, jeez, I'm thinking of Joey while I'm talking to Al.
That's funny.
Yes.
They say we all have a twin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But in regards to, you know, something special, you know, at that time that we dropped that, I wanted to do a duet, you know, and I heard this one tune that Sugar Ray had did, and, you know, Sugar Ray, you know, if not to put too much time into that, she's interesting style and she's very versatile. And that tune that we did, she wrote all the lyrics, and I said, well, let's break it down into, you know, a duet. She did the first verse, I did the second, and so we were back and forth answering each other, you know, throughout the tag and ad-libbing, you know. So it the magic and what you can do, you know, with social media and the vibes and the chemistry was there from the very beginning with her. And it was like magic, far as I'm concerned. And that was a great song. You know, I sent out my tracks, my lead vocals, and her vocals. She got a hold of my producer who's in Atlanta, and we sent the tracks down there. He did all the mixing, the mastering of that. And that's basically that song, how that all evolved. So throughout the years, so we still, you know, keep close touch with each other. And maybe soon we'll be doing something else again in the duet form. I just wanted to give that background, in which I think it's important to share that.
That's beautiful.
First, I wanted you to sing as I remember. And then you said, no, it's going to be a duo. I said, really?
Right. Yeah, you want to do it all by myself. I said, no, this is the duet.
Just sing it on your own.
He's like, no, we're going to do this together. And that's so sweet. That is so cool. That's so cool. Man, so it sounds like, you know, you guys have a great relationship, and I guess we can expect more from you guys, you know, as time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Y'all already working on something new.
Well, I wrote another song for him. He said, let's do another one. And I showed him the old ones from 2 years ago. He said, no, let's do something new. So I wrote a new song.
What I'm
going to do now.
Okay. Now, I know that y'all are into the romantic stuff and all that, but I want to hear an up-tempo song from y'all.
No, it's not a romantic song at all. It's to do with philosophy, the world needs healing, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Sugar Ray tries to bounce back from that romantic stuff. She don't like doing romantic love songs, actually. That's something that theme resonates with her. Whenever you talk to her, she doesn't like doing love songs.
Yeah.
So, and she likes that up-tempo disco sound. She likes that that sort of stuff. So, and I know it's important to be versatile. So I do have some more up-tempo stuff in my catalog, yes.
Well, you know, I'm
too. I like that too.
Well, anyway, I just got a message. I can't get my brother on the line. I don't know why. And that's Greg. He had something he wanted to say, but we can't get him on. And I'm sorry, Greg. I can't figure out what else to do. But if you just send the questions, we'll just have to read it for now. You did call in once. I don't know what happened. Did you? So just go back to the original thing, the original email, the first email I sent you. Anyway, all right. So we want to get back to this interview. So Al, if people want to, if they want to like follow you and support you and all that kind of stuff, like what's your website? How do they follow you?
Well, both through Instagram and through Facebook. Those are the two social media platforms that I use. And it's Al Lindsay Music. simply Al Lindsey Music. You can find me there on Facebook. And man, you can search, Google search my name. I'm out there. It's easy to get a hold of me. That's A-L Lindsey, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Al Lindsey. And my label is Pulsating Music. So I'm out of Michigan. Yes, Pulsating Music.
you know, out of Michigan?
From medicine, the pulse, you know,
oh,
the heartbeat. Pulse.
Yes.
Okay. Pulsating.
Oh, there you go. I like that. I like that. Yeah, you got the beat going. Yeah. Sheesh. Okay.
Yes.
So you're in Michigan. I keep thinking. Why do I keep thinking you're in Atlanta? Sheesh. So Michigan. Are you by Chicago?
I'm about 3.5-4 hours from Chicago, but
okay.
You know my producer he lives in Atlanta, and if I could touch on him briefly, I would love to, because he's only 26, 27 years old.
Oh,
so
wow.
That song "Love," "Some Way," and some of those more recent ballads that you're hearing by me, I wanted him to put this stuff together for me. He actually is so gifted. His name is James Owens Jr. And he plays behind Angie Stone when he has an opportunity. So he plays all instruments, but he uses the percussionist for her. And his father is James Owens Sr. And he's Angie Stone's guitarist. And then before Angie, he played with Stephanie Mills. So I have a great musical team to work with. So it's interesting how we were able to put that together with Sugar Ray from the UK to put that tune together, because actually he was really the driving force in that mix and that tone and the sound, you know, that we have with that particular song. His name is James Owens Jr. once again, and he's only 26, 27 years old, man.
Wow. He's from Hightown, isn't
it? She's asking you a question.
I didn't hear it.
What was the question?
Hightown.
She's saying, is he from Hightown?
No, he played
with Hightown.
Oh, he played with Hightown.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he played with a group called Hightown.
Yeah.
Is that right, Greg? I mean, not Greg. Al, do you know that?
I'm not sure, man. His resume is so impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, really. He does
He's
a lot
the
of
age
gospel.
Of my baby.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. The guy, the chemistry between my eyes is amazing. Because for most of my music, I'll just ask him, I want something with a feel, a Will Downing feel, a Marvin feel, whatever I want, he'll give it to me, just a blank instrumental track, and I'll write the lyrics to that. That's how, you know, most of my music come together with him.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, you know, that's
very
awesome.
Very talented, yeah.
Very, very good. Well, guys, I want to just say thank you so much, Al, for coming on and blessing our show, man. You are obviously a very nice and gentle man. And, let me ask you, how did you get, what is it about ballads and mid-tempos that's a driving force for you?
Maybe my eternal quest for peace, love, and understanding in the world.
Okay.
And, you know, and even though the lyrical content the song itself may be love between a man and a woman, it goes beyond that. As a writer yourself, you may symbolically use certain words, but they basically are expressions, you know, because it's almost like, you know, the artist who does abstract work and he puts the portrait up there and you interpret that. And that's how, you know, I see music and writing music, because, you know, there's a tune that I wrote, haven't released yet, it's called Memories. Now, Memories is basically a love song, a man thinking about a relationship that he had and he messed things up. But Memories as well, to me, is singing. I'm singing about my song. And so when I perform live, I do that song, Memories. My oldest son passed away 2 years ago, unexpectedly.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, and so that has been, you know, it's been really tearing away at me. And as a matter of fact, you know, Sugar Ray was she was great in helping me to get through that emotional crisis with that loss. And I'm just beginning to, you know, put it back together.
Yeah.
Never forget it, but, you know, we have to move on.
I'm so sorry, man.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And so, like, when I was talking, when I called you earlier today, and you said, oh, I'm just doing something with dealing with my son and such and such, I was thinking that your son was right there and that you were interacting with him. And so,
no, well,
man,
I think I may have been talking. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's okay.
No, two. You got two sons. Yeah.
Yeah, I have two sons, so I may have been talking about other son. Yes.
Oh, okay. So yeah, okay. Okay. Wow, that's got to be hard for him to lose his brother too. She's
my
good.
Condolences. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we're not going to dwell on that. I want to Yeah, that's a hard one. So, so I have two songs of yours that I want to play. And in closing, I want you to tell me which song should I play. I have Only You and Fabulous.
Okay. Hey, both of those are jams, by the way, man.
You know, and then I'm gonna play Sugar Rainbow's song as well. So I'll be playing your stuff throughout the whole show. So,
well, brother, I really appreciate you, and we'll keep this on a positive note. You know, because I'm coming along okay. I don't have to ask for prayers. You know, with this, I'm working through this. We all must push on, and we have to deal with tragedy. We deal with it in our own way. But I'm coming along very well. All right.
Yes. Well, I want you to know also that I lost my singer in my group, Dynasty, the lead singer, one of the lead singers, Nydra.
Oh, yeah.
So I understand. I mean, she was like my big sister. We lost both of the guitar players from the group as well, and a keyboard player. And so I was close with all of them. And so I would lead this, you know, thing where every couple of years we all get together because, you know, we live separately and stuff. We get together and just celebrate, you know, like the music and stuff we did, all that kind of stuff. And so then we decided to do a record. And so we actually started recording. Wow, they did really well in the UK. Praise God to the UK for loving our music. But my point is, with the loss of Nydra, I couldn't go to her. I couldn't go to her funeral because it was too much for me. It was over. I couldn't get in. I was just like blown away because I remember telling her, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to go to the doctor. You need to go, you know, so you can get ready to go on the road. You need to know what's going on with you. You need to know that you're okay so you can go on the road. If you want to lose weight, you can work out and stuff and just tell the doctor. But I just wanted her to go get checked out so that, you know, the doctor could do a full examination and then tell her, you know, what she needs to do. I didn't know that she was sick. And so when she just died like that, and it was abrupt. It wasn't something like, you know, it was abrupt. It was so unexpected. And her kidneys just stopped working and she passed out and she died. And her kidneys stopped working because her liver, she had cancer in her liver and cancer in her brain. So she was just a mess and it was just gone. She's just gone. And I'm like, what? And so it's hard.
Beautiful woman as well. And she looked so wonderful, especially at her age as well. It's beautiful.
She did a great job. So losing somebody like, you know, that you love and stuff, man, I recognize that you are dealing with something that, you know, it takes a minute to get over. So I still trying to get over my dad, and that was 1988 when he passed away.
You know, most people say, I can't imagine, because there really is, I don't think, any greater loss because we're supposed to go before our kids do.
That right.
It's just a natural order of things
right.
about the universe, you know,
yeah,
so we think.
Right.
And when we fall out of line with that, it can really, you know, disembodulate things and really mess,
yeah.
take us back. But
yeah.
I will share this with you, you know. I do believe, too, like I said, that there's a natural order of things. As I, you know, was checking out your resume and the people like the Whisperers, and I think you, I don't know if you wrote for Jeffrey before, but you mentioned Jeffrey Osborne, and I've opened up for those two artists, I mean, with the Whisperers, and I've opened up for Jeffrey Osborne within the last year or so. Very gifted musicians and entertainers, and here I am talking to an individual who wrote for the Whispers, and your resume is so impressive. So I'm hoping that this is the beginning of something. Who knows where we're headed? And you're such a very easy guy to talk with. I'm still wondering, is this guy, is he authentic or what? Who is this guy? But it's great meeting you. I got to put this out there. You are a good person, man. Truthfully.
Thank
very
you so much.
Beautiful.
Yes, and look, I have we have like a group, us three, you know, and I feel the same way about Sugar, like I feel about you. I think this is a great interview. Just hearing your voice is taking me someplace.
Very calm.
So So
you
God
both
uses
have a calm voice. Beautiful.
God uses people to bless you. He brings people into your life, you know, rather if it's for a moment or for however long it is, everything happens for a reason. So praise God. I'm so glad that we had this opportunity to meet and this wonderful interview, and your music is just awesome, and we're going to write a song together, and we're going to just have a good time. We're going to do whatever. We're going to figure out, okay, God, what do you want us to
do?
Right. So you pose the question, you want to write something? Answer is yes. So we're going to write something. And you'll do it. And so praise God. I'm really blessed. I'm writing with Sugar Rainbow right now. We have something getting ready to come out in the summer, and it's it's mid up tempo, right? Mid up tempo, right? Mid up tempo.
It's mid tempo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So and
funky kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Marston Street, and it's named after my street that I grew up on. And you can relate to this, man. Like the people I grew up with. We used to get together all the time, and we saw each other, and we remember Marston Street gang and Marston Street this, and we would get together especially when I would go home, and they would all come, and we'd sit down and have, you know, great food together and laugh and talk about all kind of stuff young. And so I decided to write a song. I wrote a song about them, and Sugar's helped me with it, because I was writing it, and then I was like, Sugar, can you do the verses? I just couldn't figure out what to say, and so she did a wonderful job, and so I'm so happy, and so that's going to be coming out this summer with Sugar Rainbow. So thank you, Sugar.
Yeah, and Sugar, yeah, you put this together, and thank you so much, and what I really look forward to see and to know how you interpret my singing voice. You gave me quite a compliment, and I'm flattered to know that you think I have a great sound. And I would love to, and I want to know how you interpret Al Lindsey.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Well, God bless you guys. So you, oh,
two
what's
people
that?
Together. It's good to
say?
Make two wonderful people together.
Yes.
Bring that together and make it all one harmony, you know.
Amen to that.
Amen.
So,
yeah.
Amen. So, listen, Al, you still got it. I'm waiting for you to tell me which Only You or Fabulous. I'll play both of them, but you tell me which one to play first.
Fabulous. I want you to play Fabulous because this conversation has been fabulous.
Oh,
and the song goes, "Sick me chillin', what a wonderful feeling. Takes my
breath. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a fabulous. Fabulous is the one for me.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, we're going to end this show on fabulous and this interview, this great interview. God bless you, man. Take care of yourself. And in closing, would you like to say something to the fans? And by the way, say something to Greg because he's frustrated that he can't get back in. So if you like to, Greg is the one who made the flyers and stuff. He's in the UK. Hold on. What did you say? Sugar, I didn't hear.
He sells beautiful flyers for Al Lindsay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Yes. And,
I saw Greg's work. You know, as we're doing this freeway, it's kind of hard. You don't know when to interject and when to pull back. And I apologize if I'm overriding. But I saw his artwork, I mean, you know, his artwork using my image, and he does a great job. It's kind of unfortunate I didn't have opportunity to really talk to him. But, yeah.
But he sent you a friend request. And so, so you guys could talk whenever y'all do that. And so in closing, I'm going to let Al tell his fans how he feels about, you know, them supporting him. And then I'll start fabulous right after that. So go ahead, Al, close this out.
Hey, this is pulsating music recording artist Al, and he's talking to you directly from Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, about 100 some miles outside of Detroit. I'm a Detroiter, though. But anyway, and go Lions, Detroit Lions, if you happen to be a football fan.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're going to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But I'm kind of caught up in the hoopla. But now the attention goes to Al Lindsay's music. And I want you to continuously support. I'm going to continue to put good, clean music out there. I want to take it back to where it should be. And clean lyrics that when you talk about a woman, you talk about her in a way that's respectful. When you talk about yourself, you talk about yourself in a respectful way. We got to get back to that.
Amen.
Excellent.
Makes a bright sunshiny day in a land of mystery. I never could conceive you're lying here next to me. She's so
fabulous.
My boo is so
marvelous.
The way we
I'm
wonderful feeling. Yes, it is.
All right. Chuck Gentry on Soul Records Radio doing his thing. My. Anyway, guys, we're going to just enjoy the rest of this day. What a great interview, right? I really enjoy Al having him on in Sugar Rainbow, and that was beautiful. I do appreciate them coming on and sharing their stories and stuff. I'm going to play later in the show the song that that's Chuck Gentry in the background. I'm going to play later in the show that Sugar Rainbow did with Al. So just hang in there. All right, guys. Much love to all you guys around the world. And God is good all the time. I really, really enjoy my interview, I tell you. And so, hey, with that being said, let's keep this thing going. I want to go with Cornell Carter here and see what's up with Cornell Carter here. That's my baby here on Solar Records. Cornell Carter, and that's my baby right there on Solar Records Radio. Much love again to our brother Al Lindsay for coming on and doing a great interview. We love you, Al. We appreciate you, and we got your back, man. Anytime you need to do an interview, you're going to drop a track, get in touch with Solar Records Radio. Make it your home station. We'll take care of you. Don Fleming's in the house. What's up, Mr. Fleming?
Yeah, man. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm blessed. And, you know, just had a great interview with Al, and that was wonderful. And Sugar Rainbow called in. And we just had a good time. Good conversation.
No, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Hate I missed it. You know, I was, kind of working right now, doing my thing. But I wanted to come in and hang out with you, I guess, in the second hour. I guess we got about another 49 minutes left. But I guess, you know, we're in the second hour, kind of still at the top of the second hour. So let me know what you need me to do.
You got it. You go ahead and do this block and do your thing.
Oh, I got a block. You got a block going on, huh?
Yes, it's lunchtime for me.
I see what you did there. But hey, no problem. I got you covered, man. Have you played any blues yet?
No blues. I've only played slow R&B, and then I played a couple up temples right now that was it.
Well, hey, let's go ahead and get this started, give you some classic Little Walter. Of course, this is my babe. Guys, keep it locked right here. It's Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
Yes, indeed.
I found
everybody, baby.
I had it all, but I
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday music from Rochelle Farrell from 1992. That was, of course, that was Till You Come Back to Me. Before that, gave you a classic from the late, great ZZ Hill, I Found Love. And, of course, started off the block, which you heard before Wardell went to take care of his horses. My Babe, of course, by Little Walter. Got about another 38 minutes left of the show. I'm going to go keep holding it down for him. I want to remind you, tomorrow it is a double threat of Throwback Thursday. Of course, you got Wardell's Afternoon Drive from 3 to 5 p.m. That's what I like to call it, Throwback Thursday, from, again, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you have my show, Throwback Thursday Night, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So just, guys, a reminder to set your clocks and let you know we're going to be jamming. Both shows. You know what? Go ahead and keep this thing going, man. I am a big fan of this brother. I recently passed away about a year ago, man. Definitely his music will live on. Done great work with Marvin Gaye and went and did his thing out of his own right. I want to take you back to the year 1981, give you a classic from one of my all-time favorites, Mr. Leon Ware, the late, great Leon Ware. This is called Rockin' You Eternally. You guys keep it locked right here again. Indie Blues, All That Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
Rocking you eternally. Time you showed you care, stood by my side when no.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That was music from your Philly guy. Of course, he is Norman Connors featuring friend of the show, the legendary Glenn Jones, Melancholy Fire from 1981. If I'm not mistaken, I think one of Glenn's first first appearances on a record, man, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on it. But, yes, that was from Norman Connors, Melancholy Fire. Before that, what did I do? What did I give before that, Wardell? You remember?
Oh, hold on. I'm taking my socks off.
Actually, no. Lonnie Liston, take your socks off. Lonnie, I'll go ahead and mention it. Lonnie Liston Smith, Bridge Through Time, and, of course, started off the block. The late, great Leon Ware named the song. It's called Rockin' You Eternally.
That's right.
Go ahead. You got the floor. It's yours.
No. I was just telling you what I got your list right here, so I just had to grab it. So anyway, but man, thank you so much for that amazing block. We two blocks. So thank you, and thank you. And Don, I got to tell you, man, it's starting to look like a little river. It's a lake or something in my backyard. This sucker is getting.
Oh man!
It's
serious. Yeah, you were telling me that you've got some warnings. I guess what, flood warnings down there?
Yes. And it's crazy. I mean, but it's like the water is not in my backyard. It's behind my backyard, you know, and so where all the trees and stuff are, and I can see all those trees and it's just water is all around them. I'm like, wow, that's going to take a long time before that's gone. And we don't have any sun. We don't have any sun either. So there's no evaporation happening. It's just sitting there. And it's going to be like that tomorrow too. So, good gracious. More rain tomorrow.
So I'm assuming the snow melted, right?
Oh yeah, the snow been gone. I mean, we say so we got cold, really, really cold, down to 18 degrees, 17 degrees, and then but it felt like 1 degree, and then but it got like a couple of days of really cold in the 20s, and then another day about 30, 40, and then it just started heating up because here comes the southern wind stream coming up from Mexico, and is bringing the heat and the rain. So the snow went away, and now here comes the rain and the heat. I mean, I like the fact that it's warm and rainy because I don't want no icy stuff, you know. So we're really blessed that it's warm and raining. To just as a matter of fact, you know, we got to remember that part. So even though it seems like a bad situation, we're actually being blessed. Because if it was cold and it was raining, we'd be in trouble.
Oh, wow. Yes, oh, wow. Sir. But here's some, I guess I'll go ahead and say it. I'll probably be down near your neck of the woods probably in a couple of weeks. I got a closing coming up, and I'm going down there to purchase my vehicle. So I'll probably be in the, I'll be in the Houston area or Longview, depending on, you know, which one is talking better saying my language, you know. But I will be probably in the Houston area, most likely Houston, if not Longview, Texas. But I will be purchasing my SUV. Yes. I'm trying to get like you, man.
That's my brother. Do your thing, man. Congratulations. So, weeks, I'm going to be in Houston. I'm going to see Greg and Phil, and they're going to be coming on the 5th. And so we're going to be there 5th, 6th, and 7th. 5th, 6th,
okay.
And 7th. Yes. And so,
wow.
So come on by if you're going to be in a couple of weeks. That's around the same time we're going to be getting together out there. So hopefully that'll be around your time frame. That's going to be roughly around the weekend too. So, Yeah, we'll have a good time, man. God bless you, man. And I'm happy for you. Get the new vehicle.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yeah. That's the plan. I got, you know, got a little something saved up. I just need a little cushion, so I'm just waiting for, you know, a couple of things to come in, save up, and I am soon. I've already talked to both representatives, and I said, look, I'm choosing between you and the other guy, yada yada yada. Which one ever's talking, you know, is saying my language, or at least agreeing with me to some way, or meeting me halfway, then we'll definitely work out something. So I've already narrowed it down. So I will be in the Texas area in a couple of weeks to purchase my ride.
Look at my boy Don. I'm proud of you, man. Way to go, brother. All right, guys. Here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. We got about another 19 minutes left in the show. And so looking forward to seeing all my family in a couple of weeks here out here in Texas. All right, guys. So we got, 19 minutes left in the show. So here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio.
You know, baby. All I want to say is, baby, I've tried to hide it, but what you did was wrong when you turned him on. Hey there, you can't deny it, you tried to play the field.
Okay.
Jaco Pastorius, the weather report on Solar Records Radio, put this down, and before
speak up
that,
to the mic. Speak up to the mic.
Oh, God. And there's my crazy little brother. And then before that, I played my song. Actually, no. I didn't play my song. I started the block off with my song. And that was, what was the name of my song, Don?
I can't help me.
Oh, sorry.
I can't help you. Lord have mercy.
No, that's a great song, man.
I can't help it.
Yes, yes. Joey Diggs being very passionate about that one.
Oh, man. Yes. He put his foot in my song.
Yes, yes. So anyway, guys, we are up and out of here. We got Throwback Thursday tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Solar on Solar Records Radio. So come hang out with us and have a good time as we go down memory lane together. And hopefully tomorrow afternoon, maybe we may get some sun by the afternoon. Hopefully. We'll see. But whatever.
And shout out to your special guest today. Shout out to your guest.
Yes. To our brother Al Lindsay and Sugar Rainbow. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna close out the show with Sugar Rainbow's song. So thank you guys so much. We appreciate all of y'all and we appreciate the listeners, especially you guys are awesome. Next Wednesday, I think we're gonna do a talk show. I don't know if it's going to be next Wednesday or the Wednesday after next, but we're going to do a talk show with Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., Greg, and Sugar Rainbow. So we're going to talk and have a good time chopping it up about product and the album covers and what it means to everybody. What does that mean? Remember we used to have album covers and stuff before. Now we just have a picture. But we don't have any detailed information anymore. So we want to talk about that and, and why we don't have it, because it's really sad when you go to buy a record and you want to know, well, who played that, who produced that, who, you know, who did whatever, and then that information is not there anymore. Who's playing drums on that? Who's playing guitar on that? Who's, you know, who did the string arrangement? You don't get that information, so we're going to chop it up and we're going to have a good time. All right, guys, so God bless all of y'all. And, Don, thank you for hanging out today, man. We appreciate you.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you having me.
All right, guys. So until tomorrow, 3 p.m., y'all all be blessed. Take care of yourselves. And, Don, thanks so much. Greg, Sugar Rainbow, love you guys so much. And this one goes out to Sugar. And we'll catch y'all later.